Our first case this evening is case number 12954. Jim and Michelle Latanzi seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement and separation distance requirements for a proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Harbor Road within the Malone's Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 21 Harbor Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and a tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6-42880, Lot Number 27. And specifically, the applicant is requesting the following variances for a proposed manufactured home: a 10-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the existing manufactured home on Lot 8, a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot front yard setback requirements for a proposed manufactured home, a 3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the existing manufactured home on Lot 26, a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed landing and steps, and a 4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirements for a proposed landing and steps. Additionally, staff note that to date, the department has received one letter of support from the Paradise Cove community stating that they have no objection to the placement of the proposed structure, 0 letters in opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
If you could, press the button on your microphone. There you go.
Jim Latanzi, 24791 Rivers Edge Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
So thanks for seeing me. I appreciate it. First time here, so I hope I do this all right.
Take your time.
I guess I'll start with, we ended up buying a home there, not knowing much about the place and liking it, and so does all of our family. And with what we have now, it's a 2-bedroom, shotgun, 1-bath, and we've got 6 of us, so it doesn't work out so well. So I'm trying to get 3 bedrooms and a bath and a 5-pound bag, if you will. And with the lot structure, it's just not allowing me to do anything. I've even gone as far as contacting a builder and trying to design a house, but that cost and the end up design that fits is basically useless for the cost of trying to do that. So I guess I'm asking not for something that's not already there, just for something that's almost in all the homes there. When I gave some photos, but just about every home there has the setbacks or not the setback requirements that I'm not asking for. I'm not even going to be this close to the roads. This is just about 50% of the homes in there, and there are some additional homes I've taken, but I'm just asking to blend in, not for anything else, so to speak.
Questions?
Would you say that the placement of your neighbor to the back? I'm looking at the boundary survey. Would you believe that the placement of the house to your rear is causing you to have to keep your house where it is as far as the separation from the rear? It's where it's placed now is causing you an issue at this point.
Some of that is, yeah. That house is actually placed too close to the lot line 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is, which is causing a lot of issues. A lot of the homes in there aren't placed. I think they use this kind of measurement system versus the technology we have today back then, and some of the homes just aren't lining up correctly on the property lines, which is forcing some issues, especially when I got down to the end lot where I'm at now. So it just dominoed to the end in this pie-shaped lot or unusual-shaped lot is the result of maybe a lot of bad measuring early on.
Has at any point, like, so your road is basically almost on your, it seems like it's almost on your property. It's very close. Is there a space between where your home is and the road? I can't really tell. Is there a space that where that arrow is? Is there a space there?
Yeah, can I go up?
You can go up there, please. Yes, sir.
So when this is all gone now, this is I think the home we're talking about that was pushed too far over, which is causing some of that 10-foot issue. This is where I'm proposing to go, almost duplicating what was there, minus that shed, of course. I don't need that. And I'm going to be 20 feet from this person. This building was not, so I plan on not intruding on my neighbor there.
Are you going to be any closer to the road?
I don't know what that distance is, but it doesn't look like it. Any closer than that to the road. I should have probably a good 6 to 8 feet to the road from my building. And
do you have any, I see this is just a box with the proposed dwelling. Do you, any, the stairs?
Yeah, I'll put a set of, just a small emergency set off the back, which is the 20-foot setback, and I'll have some steps, a little deck off the front. Yes, right there.
There will be
steps. There will be plenty of room there as far as the, I won't be encroaching on anything there.
Understand you will not have a shed?
Yeah, there's no shed in the proposed plan. And I said it this way so that the neighbor, the 10-foot neighbor, if I turned it, I'd be obstructing their view. So the intention is not to hurt anybody.
Mr. Latanzi, as I looked at the survey if we could go back to the first one, please. And so I see, you just mentioned the back steps and appears to be a 20 foot to the line of your neighbor on lot 26.
Yes.
Okay. Then if we could go to the next survey. So on this one, we show lot 27 and a proposed dwelling and a dotted line to lot 26, and it looks to be a whole lot less than 20 feet.
The home?
Well, to me, I don't know either, but I'm wondering if, I'm not sure what I'm wondering, because in I've got lot 26, lot 27, and the survey above.
This lot surveyed, and then I had that lot surveyed, so I'm not sure what they did with this in the survey. So this was supposed to be a survey just paid for that lot only, but that kind of came with it.
Okay, but your case pertains to lot 27?
This lot here is lot, it's 21 Harbor, lot 27.
Maybe I could just clarify a little bit. That second survey where you had them survey the other lot, they put your proposed dwelling at a different location. And what I'm hearing you say is we can disregard that second proposed dwelling?
Please, please.
Go with the first survey.
Thank you, yes. Now I get it. A little slow.
No, I mean, it appears to me to be two different placements on the proposed dwelling.
Yeah, I think maybe they took that upon themselves to place something there. I don't know.
So the first survey is correct?
First survey is of lot 19 Harbor, and then this survey here is what we're looking to do.
Okay. So go back to Mr. Williamson's question. So we have a curved road, and it appears that the placement of the proposed dwelling, I'm thinking that if there's traffic on that road, do you believe that the corner as it's currently placed is going to create a vision problem for folks driving around that corner?
There's still, I think in some of the photos you saw some stone frontage. So there's still some stone frontage here before the road. So that's not right on the road. That's on the, see how all that stone is in.
Okay, but that's the old residence that was removed, correct?
These are all the residents that are in there today.
Okay.
And I'll be further back from the road than they are.
But the road isn't shown on your survey. Or is it? If it is, it appears as though your home corner is on it.
Where Harbor Road is.
I do.
That's approximately the area the road is at.
That makes it hard for me personally to make a decision about the placement of the home according to the survey that I'm looking at. That wouldn't create a vision problem on that corner.
No, I don't know if it helps, let's say. Go back down. One up, I'm sorry. There. So my house is going to, that's Harbor Road. This is the rock. My house would end right about where this is at. About that much, about 8 feet, just six to 8 feet to the road.
To the center of the road?
To the starting point.
Okay. Water and sewer for the property?
Yes, it's all public.
Okay.
Yep, it's all there.
Thank you.
Sir, I want to ask you about going back to that first survey, the one you've got on the screen, where it shows the corner of your proposed dwelling and the curvature of the road, and it shows 1 foot. Do you understand that to mean that your house is 1 foot from the edge of your property line, or that it goes over your property line by 1 foot?
I understand that it goes over the property line by 1 foot.
Are you allowed to put your house over your property line?
And there, I'll say yes. Okay. In there they have. Are you allowed? That's, I think, why I'm hopefully here.
Okay. Our board can grant variances, but we can't give you permission to build off of your property onto someone else's property, just so you understand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I got several questions. Stuart, if you could scroll down a little bit. Actually, go back up, because we were talking about this one. The next one down, that one. So I know you had said disregard the notation there about where it says proposed dwelling. C-
Could it be that that's where the prior dwelling was located?
It could be.
Okay. Because I noticed looking at that arrow, it looks like it might be closer to that property line than what you're proposing to do now.
Yeah, the original home that was there was closer to that home and the neighboring home.
Okay, so this new home was kind of giving a little more buffer between those.
A lot more buffer.
Ms. Trude, could you go down to this one right here? Yeah, it's in there. Okay, so do you see this right here? It's like a concept. It says a concept plan.
Yes.
I was a little puzzled. You know, normally we don't get surveys of two different properties and then a concept plan that's got something else. And when I look at this, it has steps showing, which appear to be in a different location than what your testimony was is where they would be located. The shape of this dwelling appears to be different than the shape of what's showing as the proposed dwelling on the placement survey or the updated concept plan that we previously were reviewing.
The concept plan was the builder, the designer I actually hired to try to draw something that financially does not work.
So the concept plan wasn't going to work.
You can see that's the direction of the road. That's actually how the house would have to be built, and every room is cut off, cut off, cut off, cut off.
Okay. So the one that we need to look at is the one that's the proposed placement survey, which says updated concept 32724. Okay. All right. So I'm just making sure we're all talking the same lingo here. The next thing that I look at is I noticed that the house is tilted such that it is not parallel to a lot line with lot 26. I don't know if you can see that from there, but it appears to be a larger gap where that arrow is showing, where Ms. Truitt just had her arrow at, than it would be closer to the road. It seems to be closer to that lot line there.
Yeah, and the reason is the house next door on that side actually kind of set theirs a little off kilter. So I'm following along with that to try to move that corner over and get it within that, what Mr. Warfield was talking about, and still staying within the 20.
I would think, though, by kind of twisting it, you're putting your house in the road.
No, I mean, if it was to be this way, it would come more into the road.
Okay.
So it does push it back. So sure, I could go that way, I would eliminate that.
Did you look at just using the other and turning it, you know, 100 and turning it 90 degrees so that it's.
I paid for about 8 surveys and this is the closest one that works.
Do you have an HVAC with this home?
Yeah, I'm going to do. What's that? Mini split Q.
You know, one of the things I did want to know is, because it looks like you have some concept drawings. This is a manufactured home. It's not a stick-built home going there, correct? Okay. All right, I wanted to make sure, because this is a manufactured home park, so. Where do you envision parking?
There's, again, the road is further out, so there is plenty of parking between that house on the left and, yeah, right where their arrow is, plenty of room there, a lot of room there. The community itself has a huge parking lot up at the front for access or overflow parking.
Is it going to be elevated? I see you got canal.
It came set by code, so it would be, we had it benchmarked and everything.
Is there, I really think we're going to need to know where those steps in the landing are actually located. We do not have a drawing that shows that. I know staff also, when you may have heard Ms. DeVore explaining what variances were needed earlier. She was going off of this plan and also the concept plan that you said we shouldn't be using now for the location of the steps. And with the kind of the tilt of the house, Ms. DeVore was also using the scale to determine what the variance needed from the house from lot 26 to this one. And without having the placement measurements, there is a risk that, you know, we might not have it correct. If the board were so inclined to approve your application, which they may or may not do. But one of the things is the board wants surveys and site plans that show exactly what's going on the lot and where it's going to go. And this does not have that, from what I'm gathering from your testimony. So we need some information as far as the size of those steps, the location of those steps, how many steps there are, those things, so that we can make sure that we have the proper relief being sought here. That, I don't have any additional questions.
I have a couple more. Is there any reason this couldn't be moved a little back further into the lot so it's further away from the road?
Closer to?
The back corner, further away from the road, as your current house is. Maybe not as far back as your current house, but a little bit more centered on the lot.
It would just be encroaching in that 20 feet setback, but I could get it there.
But it wouldn't be encroaching as much on the road?
Correct.
A couple of other questions. That odd-looking floor plan that you showed us, I'm assuming the purpose of that was because you wanted to show a good faith effort that you were attempting to comply with the code. Is that what that was?
Yes, and I really want something on that lot. So I was desperate to try anything that worked and would please everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing estimate cost, it's just not feasible.
And the resulting floor plan was rather absurd.
Extremely absurd.
I agree with you. It is absurd. Let's see if I had a couple of other questions for you. I guess my only comment, I mean, I agree with Mr. Sharp, we need a little more detail on the survey. I would like to see, or at least know, how far the road is off your property line. And also, I would like to see your dwelling completely on your lot. I mean, I understand you're trying to keep it away from your neighboring dwellings, but we kind of need to keep it away from the road, too. You're hemmed in on all sides, and we need a little balance here. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Sir, we can't approve anything that's not on your property. Like, we legally can't do that.
Okay. I don't know if this helps. I've had the wagons ahead of the horses a couple times, meaning I've bought two homes for this lot. One of them, it was way too big, sold it. And I was willing to actually cut a corner off. I'd be willing to take a sawzall right to that corner and make sure it doesn't fit.
Are you able to do that with a manufactured home?
Absolutely.
And keep its bin and all that?
I will build it better. I promise you that.
You may want to check with building code before you do that.
I'll definitely do all the structural.
As a professional draftsman, I can tell you cannot. A manufactured home is an engineered product, and so you can't just alter it like that.
I would have been willing to do that.
Mr. Williamson, have anything? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
So just bring back a drawing as...
We haven't gotten to making a motion yet. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Just have a seat. We'll get there.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to speak in favor, ma'am? You can come forward and be sworn in. Can we swear you both in?
Yes. Please do.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Danielle Bartman, 14 Pheasant Lane, Bechtelsville, PA. And then my in-laws are 25 Harbor Road.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You said 25 Harbor Road?
Correct.
Where is that located?
That's two down from this one. So if you go to the left, that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So not lot 26, but the one kind of on the other side of lot 26.
Correct. And I do know the person at 26, too. That's a family friend.
Floor's
yours. So I just want to, I don't know what the ruling is going to be. I just want to make sure that everything is consistent. I know the person who is at the lot right next to the one he's trying to get was denied this previously. And I know that other residents, if this is approved, are going to try to do something as well. So I just want to make sure everyone knows that it's consistent. And there might be other residents wanting to put other things in place.
Are you in favor of this?
I'm not, no.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Any questions?
Where do you live in relation to this?
Two down. On the left.
Okay.
Yep.
Right there. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I'm clear. This is a proposed dwelling. He hasn't actually installed this yet.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There is a lot of those photos of the community are very old photos. It's now a paved road.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was a prior dwelling on this property. Is that correct?
Not that I've ever seen. There was always a shed. It was always taken down. I was always told it wasn't big enough to hold a dwelling within the code.
How long have you been familiar with that property?
6 years.
There's not been a dwelling on there in 6 years, in the 6 years that you've...
Not that I recall.
Okay. And... are there other homes that are close to Harbor Road as well?
There are, but they've been there way before the road was even paved. So it went further back because their parking wasn't by the boat docks. Now there's parking by the boat docks. So it's shortened the road to make it closer to the residents.
How large are the lots in this neighborhood?
That I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any other questions from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12954. For Jim and Michelle Latanzi, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 12954 for Jim and Michelle Latanzi. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
I think he should be able to build on this lot. I don't think the record is what we need tonight to be able to approve this, but I do think he should be able to build on this lot, and so I'm going to vote nay.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hastings? And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, sir, your case is denied.